WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, coming up tomorrow, New Yorker magazine editor David Remnick, he has a proposal for Arab-Israeli peace in this week's issue. Also, New York Times census watcher Sam Roberts on Latino America as recorded by the 2010 census. And we will celebrate St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, all coming up tomorrow here on The Brian Lehrer Show. Now to that caller roulette, today's edition, advice roulette, as we are randomly pairing some of you who are going to ask for either relationship advice or surviving in New York advice, and some of you who are prepared to give it. So let's start with Tim in New Jersey and Matt in Prospect Heights. Hey, Matt. Hey, Tim. You're on WNYC.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. So, Matt, you're the advice asker in this case, right? What's your question?
Okay, this is not about, this is one step removed from a relationship.
Okay.
My partner's brother, his birthday's coming up. He is a very sort of a artistically, aesthetically developed person, a very difficult person to purchase a gift for. The question is, we're struggling very hard to figure out what to get him. He makes pottery, so that seems obvious. Get him something really nice like that. But then, wait a minute, he makes that stuff. Should we get him something like that? Help! What should we get him?
Tim, help.
Well, I think that you're correct in your assumption. Don't buy him pottery because you're right. He makes it. I would get him something that possibly he could wear when he's doing his pottery, so that he can remind himself that you gave him something, but also be doing something that he enjoys.
That is awesome advice. Thank you very much.
I like that too. I like the Coles to Newcastle there. Tim, do you do this? Do you do this much, Tim?
No, I do not. I'm a professional firefighter, and I've been married 25 years, so I'm kind of an expert.
Aha! Uh-huh. All right. Thanks a lot. So now you're an expert on kind of in-law gift giving. Tim and Matt, thank you both very much. Now we have another Matt, who's going to be the advice giver on life in New York, and George in Manhattan also, who's got a question. Hey, George. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
George, meet Matt. Matt, George.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, George.
George, what's your question?
Okay, I have a beautiful apartment in Lower Manhattan. I mean, really lovely. It's got a garden courtyard. It's got a fireplace. It's really unusual. It's private entrance. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous apartment. However, I can't live in it.
Why?
I was at the World Trade Center when the building went down, and I felt a lot of that noxious whatever. It deeply affected my lungs. I go for regular treatments, and I wound up getting a steel mesh diaphragm. And whenever I go into the apartment, I really can't breathe. It's either the proximity to, the World Trade Center site, or the amount of stuff that comes out of the Holland Tunnel regularly, or maybe just the area, the pollution in the area is very high.
I'm sorry for all of that. So you're looking to move.
Well, I don't pay very much for the apartment. I lived there for 35 years, and I've looked for other apartments that are as nice. I haven't found any. I stay with friends. And, you know, they get sick of having me after a while. They say, you know, gee, you got to do something about your apartment. Now, the advice I want to get is that I brought somebody in to look at the apartment. They said, well, listen, probably it's the area you're living in. You'd have to really do extensive work with all kinds of HEPA filters. The fact that you have a fireplace, you're going to have to seal that up. Probably the way the apartment is constituted, you're getting a lot of cross ventilation, but you're also getting an awful lot of dust. And
so, what's the question?
They're redoing the buildings. I guess I'm answering it myself. I have to move somewhere.
Well,
else, but it's
just, also I would say unless I'm sure you've already tried, but you can go to I think the federal government and get free air filters. You know, and certainly with that proximity, I don't know if they're still doing that, but, you know, definitely check that out and keep looking. A friend of mine just found a nice place in Williamsburg at the Edge Place for $700 for or something like that, something very affordable. You know, Williamsburg, other parts of Brooklyn, Brooklyn's becoming very expensive, but I think that's the way to go for moving. As for doing all the refurb, that's where I'd go, the feds and any contractor you can find that you can trust.
George, do you own your place, or do you rent there, right?
No, I rent there. I've just lived there for an awful long time. It's just a beautiful, beautiful apartment. I mean, it's really, it's unusual. It's just that when I go into it, I stay there for a little while, and then as soon as I stay there for any length of time, I just have...
What a shame. Well, hopefully Matt helped you a little bit.
Well, he did. I'll try the federal government. I never thought of that.
There was a program, and I don't know either if it's still going on. There certainly was a program after 9/11 where for quite a long time they were giving out filters. And even if that program is not in effect, there may be something else, you know, for people in this situation.
I was just wondering if you knew about anything at all. But I'll call the federal government.
George and Matt, thank you both very much for calling.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go to another pairing of somebody who wants advice on living in New York and somebody who's willing to give it. Interestingly, on our other lines for our other topic, which is relationship advice, we're getting a lot of people who see themselves as advice givers, but nobody else calling up to ask for advice. So we're going to clear one of our lines of you many advice givers out there, you many, what would we call you, you many Dr. Joy Browns or whoever you are who think you can do the relationship advice. but if you are looking for relationship advice, we have a handful of New Yorkers eager to help you, or not just New Yorkers, listeners from all over our area. So call up if you're looking for relationship advice. In this Brian Lehrer Show Advice Roulette segment, 212-433-WNYC. We've got a line open for you, 212-433-9692. But for survival in New York, we now have Bill and John on the line. Hi, Bill. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
All right.
Hi, how are you, Bill? Nice to talk to you. Basically, my question, Bill, is my wife and I have been living in the city of Manhattan for a long time, a little apartment. We want to start a family, and we want to we're looking into maybe getting a farm. You know, we have a little money put aside, and we're just wondering. I know this sounds ignorant, but we're really clueless on what farm life is about. What's like an average day on a farm? If I'm a farmer, let's say we buy a place like 100 acres or something, you know, what can we expect?
Bill, you know, this is what happens when you play a game of roulette. Even advice,
I'm getting a total twist here because it's definitely not Manhattan life to live on a farm.
Now you live in Manhattan, right, Bill?
Well, actually, we actually split time. My wife and I, and we have a 3-year-old son. We split time between Manhattan and Albany, New York.
So
we do a lot of driving back and forth between quite a bit of farmland and the Hudson Valley.
So you see farms along the Thruway is about as close as you get, or along the Taconic.
Yes. But I can say, as far as what life on a farm is like on a day-to-day basis, I can't comment on that. But I can say that, you know, we have this sort of dual existence where we spend part of our time in Manhattan, we spend part of our time outside of the city, specifically because, you know, we like to get out, you know, out of the concrete jungle, I guess a lot of people call it. And that time that we spent out of the city is very revitalizing. It's on the one hand, it's a great mix to go back and forth. It does get a little difficult at times with the travel, but...
But Bill,
are you looking to absolutely move out of the city and not be in the city anymore?
Well, we may keep our apartment. That's definitely an option, depending upon what kind of money we have to come up with to buy a farm. But obviously, you know what? You know, based on what you just told me, maybe then I can ask you about schools and about how it's different. You know, we were raised in the suburbs out here on Long Island.
And, you know what? I'm passing you to my wife, who's a teacher. One second.
Yes, Bill's wife. Hi, Bill's wife. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Aaron. So you're interested in schools in Manhattan?
No, he wants to move to the country.
Oh, so school districts upstate New York, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Well, I was a public school teacher before I became a stay-at-home mom, so I'm very pro-public school. Really, every school district, and I can't, you know, I can't say I know, you know, which is the best, but so much of it depends on the teacher.
How would you have him, if he's going to look at a small school district somewhere with maybe, you know, only a few classes per grade or small classes, obviously you don't know particular school districts and you can't
right.
be expected to. How, as a teacher, how would you have him evaluate a rural public school?
Gosh, I find the internet has a lot of good information, and, you know, whether this is a controversial thought or statement, you can always look at the test scores of various school districts schools per, you know, per district.
So the UFT won't like that answer. But I'm going to leave it there and move on to our next pair. Thank you, and thank your husband.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
And John, good luck. I hope you find a nice farm to spend some time on. By the way, listeners, for those of you who may have additional advice for our callers in this advice roulette, please go to our comments page. Some of you who actually have lived in rural areas, maybe you know where to look for a farm or where to look for a farm that intersects with a good school system in upstate New York or thereabouts. And maybe for our previous caller who's got the respiratory problems in lower Manhattan looking for another place or looking for things to help him get by in lower Manhattan where he is, obviously all advice welcome, and we refer our advice seekers to our comments page in a few minutes after other people get in there. But folks, get in there with your advice for any of the callers you're hearing there at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And let's go now to an advice seeker and an advice giver on a relationship question. Here is Ryan in Midtown and Elspeth in Astoria. Hi there.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good. Brian and Ryan. Ryan, meet Elspeth.
Hi, Ryan.
So let's see. Ryan, you're the one with the question, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm in a relationship right now with a girl. We're pretty serious. She is Jewish and Persian, and I am a Protestant. And she's fine with that. The only problem is that she can't even introduce me to her parents because they're, you know, right off the boat, and she's afraid that they won't approve of me. I talked to my mom. She was in a similar situation with my father, who's Catholic, and she wants me to, you know, end the relationship now before it gets too serious. So.
Boy, once upon a time, Catholics and Protestants was considered intermarriage.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it still is to some degree, but we live in very much more diverse and different times. Elspeth, what should he do?
That's a tough situation.
Ryan, what's your question, actually?
Do you think I should continue the relationship or end it now before it gets even more serious?
How long have you been together?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
3 weeks.
I mean, I would say give it time. Because, I mean, if you're seeing it as something that's serious already, you know, it potentially could be an amazing relationship. And honestly, sometimes people don't always react the way that you think they're going to react. So, you know, I know I've had a few situations with my parents where I thought they would have an extreme reaction to something and they didn't. It's possible she knows her parents better and maybe they will. But I think you cross that bridge when you come to it. I think you may be looking into things a little too far in advance at this point.
Yeah, just 3 weeks. I'd agree with Elspeth.
Okay, give it some time.
Give it some time. And parents do, not all parents, but a lot of parents get over things. You know, they'll say, no, that's it. I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm not talking to him. And then 6 months later, they come crawling back.
That's true. And Brian, if I may, I just wanted to say something about the guy you had earlier asking about farm living.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to mention I've read and heard a lot about it because I myself am interested in farm living. But I know if you're looking into starting a farm yourself, it is very hard work. You get up at the crack of dawn and you go to bed, you know, when the sun goes down. But it's very hard work, and so I think it's something you have to be very, very passionate about.
Thank you, Elspeth, for relationship and life advice. And Ryan, thank you for asking. Okay, here's what we're going to do to finish the segment. Speed advice. Speed advice roulette. We've got 45 seconds left for Bob in Brooklyn and Eddie in Verona. I hope this isn't too serious a relationship question, because Eddie, you're going to do a 15-second ask, and Barb's going to give you a 15-second answer. Go.
Okay. I wanted to find any good place for a wedding. I just recently got engaged.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Would you open? No, open to Winona. That's fine.
A little far, huh?
That's a little far, but that's where I had my wedding, and it was amazing. But people seem to be doing cool things in Brooklyn, like right around Dumbo and stuff like that.
All right, Eddie and Barb, we're going to leave it there. Thanks to both of you, and thanks to all of you who called to give or get relationship or New York survival advice. On this edition of Brian Lehrer's show, Call a Roulette. Today it was Advice Roulette. We'll find some other ways to match you up in the future. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.